In our churches, we often sing choruses about how awesome God is. But John was able to see this awesomeness up close. On the Isle of Patmos, he received a revelation, a vision of glory. There among the seven golden lampstands, the risen Jesus stood before him, Son of Man, deity in human form. As John describes Jesus' appearance, we discover that each physical aspect is in some way symbolic of his character. His long, flowing robe speaks of his greatness, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. The golden sash across his chest speaks of his faithfulness and righteousness, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 5. On one occasion, Jesus had appeared with a towel, and as a servant, he had washed his disciples' feet, John chapter 13, verses 4 through 5. Now he is dressed in majesty, in the glorious splendor of a king. His hair, white as snow, Revelation chapter 1, verse 14, is not a sign of advanced age, but absolute holiness and wisdom. It symbolizes the purity of his righteous judgment, Daniel chapter 7, verses 9 through 13. John had seen Jesus' eyes filled with compassion, even tears while on earth. But now his eyes are like fire, penetrating to the deepest part of the soul. Nothing in all creation is hidden from his gaze, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. His feet, like bronze, speak of the day when Jesus will crush all of his enemies, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24 through 25. His mighty voice thunders like the roar of many waters. His weapon of warfare is the two-edged sword that proceeds from his mouth. This is the word of God, which he will use to judge the nations, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. John had seen Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew chapter 17, verse 2. His face now appears as it did that day, shining like the sun in all its brilliance, Revelation chapter 1, verse 16. And now John is overcome, paralyzed by holy fear and reverence. He falls at the feet of Jesus as though dead, chapter 1, verse 17. One day, we too will stand before Jesus and see him face to face, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. We too will fall on our faces before him, overwhelmed by his awesome power, his holiness, his beauty, and his majesty. In that day, our victorious King will comfort us, just as he comforts John by placing his right hand on him when he is on his face before him, chapter 1, verse 17. In the Bible, the right hand of God is the hand of salvation. It's his offer of rescue, refuge, and protection. The right hand is the hand of blessing and favor. It's the hand of fellowship. To John and to us, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid." He is alive, now and forever, raised from the dead in power and glory. He has triumphed over evil, triumphed over the power of sin and death. Because he lives and because we are his, we have nothing to fear, ever. How awesome is that? Lord Jesus, I worship you as the Holy One, the King of kings and Lord of lords, righteous judge and ruler over all the earth. You are my Savior and my friend. How I long for the day of your appearing. Read Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 20 in the Jeremiah Study Bible.